Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 345, My Portion. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. Lamentations 3:24. Stay with that for a moment. Jeremiah did not write those words from a comfortable place. He wrote them from the rubble. Jerusalem had fallen. The temple was destroyed. The people were in exile. Everything that had seemed solid had come apart. And it was there, right there, in the middle of all of it, that he opened his mouth and said, "The Lord is my portion." That changes the weight of the sentence, doesn't it? When a man standing in the ruins says God is enough, that is not a pretty speech. That is faith forged in fire. And notice how he says it. He doesn't say, "I feel that God is enough." He says, "says my soul." This is a declaration, a choice, a deliberate act of the will, because there are moments when the emotions don't cooperate, when the heart is heavy, when anxiety speaks louder than anything else, when the circumstances seem to be shouting that there is no way through. And it is precisely in those moments that the soul must be led, not deceived, led, guided to the truth that is more real than whatever you are feeling right now. And what is that truth? That God is your portion, not an extra, not a bonus reserved for the good days. Portion, in the biblical sense, is the core inheritance, the thing that sustains life, the thing that cannot be taken from you. Jeremiah is saying, even with nothing else left, having God, I have the foundational sufficiency my soul requires. That is a radical claim, and it is true. And then comes that small word that carries the whole weight of what follows. Therefore. Therefore, I will hope in Him. Therefore is the bridge. This is not hope in a vacuum. It is hope anchored to a reason. Because God is my portion, I can hope in Him. Biblical hope is not wishful thinking. It has a foundation. And that foundation is Christ, who stepped into the ruins of our condition and became our portion, so that no other loss can empty us completely. Whoever has God as their portion does not wait for circumstances to improve before feeling supplied. There is an inward fullness that comes before any outward resolution. It's not that the problems disappear. It's that the soul finds an anchor the problems cannot pull loose. You may be walking through something very hard today, and even so, there is solid ground beneath your feet, even if you haven't felt it yet. So today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do something simple and powerful. Say it out loud, using your own name. Say it like this: "The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will hope in Him today." Let your soul hear that declaration from your own lips, not as a magic formula, but as a statement of where you are placing your weight. Let the truth pass through your mouth and settle back into your heart. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.